What's up, guys? Welcome back to the JP and Trav show. As always, it's your host with the most, JP, and better known now, I guess, is Jalen Posey, as I've made the name change. But to my far right, I have my esteemed co-host, brother, and friend, Travis J. Davison. Travis, how you feeling, bro?
Man, I'm fantastic. Fantastic. Been busy, long day, planning a bunch of meetings. We'll be down in Oklahoma City next week, and just busy, you know, wedding planning, right? You've been there. So the wedding is creeping up, you know, kind of checking the boxes. We're a month out now. So, you know, all those 30-day invoices are hitting right now. You know that. Like, oh, hey, what's up, guys? What's up? So anyways, but I'm doing great. Couldn't be more excited. We've had some awesome guests lately. Obviously, we've been doing, you know, hosting recruits for 5 years now. We've all been on a great run here. Graydon Howell, obviously, four-star wide receiver, joined us. The four-star trigger man himself, Jamison Roberts, joined us last week. And I'm excited about our guest tonight, JP. Jalen Scott, four-star blue-chip safety from Alabama. We've been on an Alabama run now. So that's 2 weeks in a row down in Alabama. It'll be interesting to see how some of his answers maybe later kind of line up with Jamison's or not. So, Jalen, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to have to figure out. Okay, so I'm going to say if I'm referencing Jalen Scott, I'm going to say Jalen. If Posey, I'm going with JP. That's how the show knows you, JP and Trav. We're just going with JP, or else it's going to get real confusing for me in here.
Yeah.
He's got an excellent name now. I told Jamison last week, the only qualm I have is that there's a Y in it, because, you know, I rock with the original. But, you know, it's okay. I'm sure you're the same way. You're the same way. You probably don't like when people omit the Y, and I don't like when people put the Y in it. So,
Yep. So we're gonna dive right into it. We've been watching you kind of, you know, along your recruiting process. Obviously, when Jim Nagy, was working in Mobile all those years, he always bragged about, hey, man, there's people right here in Alabama that we need to be going after. So, obviously, built a relationship with Jim Nagy. But just initially, what separated OU from the other schools recruiting you? I mean, you've been committed for a minute now, so think back. What really was the difference for you? Because you had your pick of the litter. You could have gone anywhere in the country. You know, I don't know how many offers you currently have, but there's a whole bunch of them. So what separated OU from the other schools?
Yeah, like currently I have like 39 offers. So like the thing that that separated OU was like when I was committed to Auburn, like that didn't stop them from recruiting me. Like they still want to go at me hard and stuff like that. And like when I first came up here for the Michigan game, it was amazing. That's probably one like the best game I ever went to. Like the atmosphere was amazing, the people were amazing. Mm-hmm. It really felt like home. So like I ain't gonna lie, after that, I really knew where I wanted to be. But I still had to, like, you know what I'm saying, like play my cards right. So after that, like it just showed me, like everybody that was recruiting me, the players were recruiting me. The current players were recruiting me, like everything. Everybody was just pouring into me, like it was a family.
Well, and I want you to unpack that for me real quick. So, first question: did the way the defense played that day, you know, speak to you at all? Obviously, there were some big hits that really woke up the crowd. I think it was Kendall Daniels that smoked Justin Haynes coming off of I think it was a little screen pass. He smoked him Like the way the defense played, did that resonate with you? But then also, you just said current recruits and then current players were hitting your line. Name me some of those. Like, who really was making sure that you knew that Oklahoma wanted you there?
Yeah. So, like, yeah, the defense, wow, like, it was amazing. Like I really was blown away. Like I've, like, watched Oklahoma football throughout my years, but, like, actually seeing it in person, watching the hits, watching, like, the crowds and stuff, like, it was amazing. It really showed me, like, where I really wanted to be. And, like, the current players, like the new recruit, LeBron Barr, he's been recruiting me. PB, Payton, he's been recruiting me. There's been a lot of guys, like everybody just been pouring into me.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. You know, going a little bit into that, you almost answered the next question we were gonna have for you. But when did you feel like you knew, like, for sure that this was where you wanted to be? Like, was it that Michigan game? Was there another time on a visit? Like, what was the moment you knew that you wanted to be a Sooner?
Actually, we had a divisional championship down here, and Coach Hall actually came to watch that game. When he came to watch that game, like he was the only coach to come watch me play. Like, that really meant a lot to me. So after that, like, I really knew, like he really wanted me to be there. So I took that chance, and it paid off.
Yeah, I mean, Brandon Hall, man, he's always been a big time recruiter. Obviously, you know, he was a local guy, local connections, was up at Troy. And when he got the OU job, a lot of people didn't know. They're like, all right, Troy defensive coordinator, what's going on? But Brent Venables just has, like, if Brent Venables says, hey, I want that guy to come coach on my defense, like, that's pretty much the best recommendation that you can get. Like you know that he could hire for somebody from Timbuktu U and be like, yeah, all right, well, I don't know what Brent sees, but this guy must be able to coach football. So, you know, same goes for the recruiting as well. But talking about Brent a little bit, like, you've been in the boat for a long time. And obviously, now that the portal's here, you have to recruit guys even that are on your roster. But, you know, guys that are in your class, it feels like this staff does a really good job of, hey, you're committed, but we want to make sure and treat you like we're still trying to get you to commit, like, still trying to keep you locked in. So, like, how often are you actually talking with Brent? Obviously, Brandon Hall being the safeties coach is likely your lead recruiter. Are you talking to Nagy at all? Like, what's your communication like with the staff, knowing that you've been a long time commit, but again, 39 offers, you got a lot of schools that are probably still knocking on your door.
Like, Brent, like, that's my guy. Like, BV, like, he's just my type of person. Like, his energy and the way he coaches, like, it kind of matches, like, my head coach at my school. Like, he matches me as a person. So, as that, like, Coach Hall, he's really been recruiting me. Like, even after I committed, like, he wanted me to go recruit other people. Like, how we got Bodie, like, that was a huge deal for us. And, like, me just recruiting him throughout this whole space, like, it just shows, like, the family we built. And Coach Hall, like, he calls me every other day. Like, it's not like how other coaches is. I don't want to say no names, but, like, they'll just stop, like, recruiting you. Like, oh, you're committed. Yeah. We don't have to talk to you like that anymore. But, like, Coach Hall is a different person. Like, that's, like, he could be my uncle, actually. Like, seriously, like, I talk to him about anything. Like, he's that close to me.
That's awesome, bro. And honestly, go into that just a little bit deeper. Talk about, because obviously Bodie just committed. So what was that like? That dynamic of, you know, trying to get him in the fold. Like, what were some of the conversations? You don't have to, you know, divulge too much. But what were some of the conversations you guys were having?
The day we both went to the Future Freeze event, we was both in there. Like, me and Coach Hall, we just talking to him. Like what is it going to be like? Like, he just said he wanted to wait after all his OVs, and I could respect that. So when he said that, I knew. I talked to him on the side. He was talking to me about how Oklahoma's treating him and stuff. I was like, this is really the place you want to be. So, like, after that, like, I text him, like, every week, like, telling him we want you on board. Like, we need you. Like, you're one of those guys. So just keep recruiting.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean – you know, when looking at this, looking at this class, I mean, just the defensive backs alone, I mean, It's nuts. I mean, obviously, you guys got Gabe in, you know, five-star, right? He had a good what was he out at the opening? I think I saw some footage out there. Obviously, you've got you've got Trent Blaylock, you got Bodie now. You know, you, Michael Davis. You got just dude, Michael McCreary. Like, you got just a bunch of dudes. Talk to me about how you think this recruiting class can change the future of Oklahoma football. We've heard it from Graydon. We've heard it from Jameson. It seems to be like something that maybe even the recruits talk about with each other because everybody's kind of parroting the same thing. You guys feel like you can really, as a class, have a big impact on Oklahoma.
Yeah, seriously. Like, we got dogs at every single spot. So, like, I genuinely think, like, once we get up there in January, we make an impact instantly. Like, I think all the guys can make an impact instantly. And especially in the DB group, like, with Gabe, me and Bodie, like, all the other guys, like, I really think, like, we can go far, like, when we get there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when you think about everything that you guys have put into this class, and, you know, we talked to Jameson, like he said, we talked to Graydon, you know, our colleague Brandon also talked to Bodie. It seems like you guys are a very tight-knit group. So it's going to be exciting to see what you guys do in football in the future. Other question I have for you, man, was, you know, obviously, you know, we're, you know, you're coming into the safety room, and I wonder what current NFL safety do you model your game at? Or do you do any deep dives and study any NFL safeties?
Current, probably not. But, like, my favorite, I literally model my game after is Cam Chancellor. Like hitting, like, all that. I model everything after him.
You like to hear that, Cam Chancellor, man. That's a throwback, man. You were what in his heyday? You would have been like six or seven.
Yeah.
From a long time. That's awesome. Okay.
So, do you have an NFL team that you're loyal to? I mean, I know in the state of Alabama, it kind of gets, you know, kind of drawn up in different ways. I mean, so you like who's your NFL team?
Right now it's the Chiefs.
Right now it's the Chiefs. What do you mean right now?
I'm from Bama.
We can start winning.
Yeah, nah. I've been a Chiefs fan since like Alex Smith got there, but like,
okay.
You know, we're from Bama, so like we don't really got a team for real. So you can just go anywhere for real. For real. Yeah.
Man, how convenient! How convenient! Isn't that right, JP?
Atlanta's not that far, is it, Travis?
No, yeah, you could have been a Falcons fan.
Nah.
Man, how convenient, JP. I'll tell you what, they got a lot of Sooners on that team. I know that much.
That is true.
Have you been able to meet any of the has Creed been around or you know, there's old James Winchester still up there. Mm-hmm. We've got other linemen that are up there now.
Yeah, last time I was there, I met Art Mason, like, huge guy, like, he's
a home guy. Just drafted there.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's, that's so funny. Chiefs fan, out of everybody. That's why you're wearing that red, I guess. Look at this guy. That's funny. Yeah, so when were you first, I mean, Cam Chancellor's not a name that I was expecting, to be honest. When were you first exposed to Cam? Like, when do you remember the first time you watched Cam Chancellor play football?
My year that I played with Jameson in park ball, that was like the year. I really started. Yeah, I started watching like the Legion of Boom. Like, I really just started like studying them. Like, cause I played running back at that point, so I was like watching Marshawn Lynch, but turn around on the defensive side watching them. So. Like, I've just been studying them for a long time.
Can't believe they didn't hand him the ball, man.
Nah, facts. It's crazy. Strictly day.
So I'm assuming
that changes things to this day. They turn and hand it off to 2-4. Completely changes the GOAT conversation. It changes all kinds of stuff, man. We know Malcolm Butler's name right now because that happened.
Exactly.
That is true. Am I right to assume, Jalen, that you would rather maybe take somebody, you know, clean somebody's clock than you know, intercept the pass? Or am I wrong on that?
Nah, you're completely right. You're completely right. I like putting fear in people's hearts, so that's really what I want to do.
Sounds like somebody else we know, Travis.
Yeah, hey, yeah, you and Bo, we can't have you and Boganowski together. That'd be a boogeyman, man.
I don't know.
That'd be a problem. It would be. I mean, targeting penalties still a real thing. We're gonna have to have you get ready right away because between you and Boganowski, somebody's gonna have to play the first half. Somebody's gonna have to play the second half. You guys, I'm looking forward to that. But that's exactly what. That's what Brent Venables wants, right? I mean, you saw guys laying big hits. Kendall Daniels, chief among them, laying some massive ones. I mean, the great part is Brent Venables, like, he let go of the leash. Like, he'll let you go and he'll get creative with his blitzes. He'll let you go hit people. You know, he'll dial up something unique, something crazy. How much of the actual, like, defensive film have you studied of Oklahoma? Like, obviously, when you and – you know, when you and Brandon Hall get together, I'm sure there's conversations about, okay, this is the role you're playing. This is that. Like what have they talked to you about? Maybe what players from last year's team do they have you watching?
Definitely Boganowski for real. I'm going to be playing that. I've been watching him, and, like, we've been really just going over, like, the basic stuff for real. So, like, a few months from now, I'll just, like, get the playbook and really just start studying. So I'll be ready in January.
Gotcha. It's good to know that you're going in January. Is that just the thing now, like, everybody is an early enrollee because everybody wants to play already. They're like, you know what? I don't need to go to prom or I don't need to go to, you know, whatever. It's like, get me to college so I can start trying to get on the field. Would you imagine that, I don't know, all the recruits that you're closest with probably, I mean, obviously Jameson, you've known for a while. You talk with Bodie and Trent and all these, like all the other defensive backs that you've really gotten to know well. Like, is everybody showing up in January?
Yeah, mostly everybody's showing up in January. I think everyone, like, out of all our commissioners, showing up in January.
Man, hey, hurry up. Why not December? You know, November. Fine. Hey, why don't you head there right now? Just hop on the plane, figure it out. They'll find something for you to do.
Yeah, everybody's going to move right there.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk a little bit about, you know, we had your buddy on here last week, Jameson. You know, he talked to us about you. You guys hail from the same city. What was it like, man, growing up with Jameson playing ball, and now you guys are headed to the same university to continue your athletic and academic careers?
I mean, it's been amazing. Like me and Jameson, we've been playing for a long time. So, like our first, like when he was in park ball, Jameson was always like the biggest guy on the field. So like he would just go wildcat running back the whole time. We would have to go like Oklahoma drills and practice and stuff. So like it's always been competition between us. But like he moved a quarterback, I moved a safety. So it's like I'm gonna be picking him off at practice now. So I mean it's that kind of deal. Yeah.
Is he the type after you pick him off, you start returning? Is he gonna drop the shoulder into you or what? You put a move on him?
Nah, he gotta catch me. He gotta catch me.
Oh.
What are you? You run track too? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What are some of your? What do you run? The 100 and the 200 or 2.4? What are you running?
Yeah, I ran the 100, the 200, and I did a high jump.
Okay, okay. That'll do. What was your 100 time? I don't speak track, but I know others do. I know JP does. His sister ran track at OU, so he definitely speaks track. So now you can tell him some of your numbers, and then he'll let me know whether or not you're slow or not.
Like my 10th grade year, I had ran a 10.9, but I had, like, this year, I didn't really run track for real. Like, I kind of, like pulled my hammy. So, like, I've just been, like, you know, just going through the motion, like, trying to work on the basics, the fundamentals of track, getting my speed up to back up to where it was.
So, yeah. 10-9 in 10th grade. That's not bad, I don't think.
No, it's not bad at all.
We're sensitive to hammies around here after, you know, Jalen Williams, you know, couldn't play in the playoffs. So get that hammy right, please. We've had enough hammy drama around here. Make sure that thing is good to go by the time you show up in very famously January.
Yes, sir. Got that for sure.
Who are you? Who would you say you're actively recruiting right now, man? I know we talked about your relationship with Bodie and what you did to kind of get him to Norman. But is there anybody else that you're looking at down the pipeline here as we try to finish out this class, bro?
Just my guy from Utah. Got to get the big three from Utah. Yeah. After we get the big three from Utah, we're done.
Okay. Okay.
Really done. Okay. Okay. Good to know. We'll write that down. And he's, I mean, his name's Wolf. I mean, that's, you got to get a guy named Wolf. He quite literally has that dog in him. So you got to do that. But that's cool. Do you, like, obviously, Keone Snipes is, Jameson's working on him. Is there anybody, I mean, down there in Alabama and, you know, Georgia and Florida and Mississippi, all that kind of Southeast, an insane amount of athletes over there, right? So, is there anybody like 2028 class where the staff is like, hey, man, go ahead and start laying the foundation with these kind of kids or anybody in the area or have they not given you those orders yet?
Yeah, like we got a guy on my team right now. He's kind of getting looked at from Oklahoma. His name is Reginald Ward. Like he's 28. He got around like 16 offers. He's a big guy. He's an outside backer, 6'2", 230. So he's a good guy.
6'2", 230. What grade he in?
He going to 11.
6'2", 230. Already a sophomore. He just in his sophomore, 6'2", 230, and now he's about to go into junior year. That's plenty big. And if Bulls is saying you can play linebacker, then you can probably play linebacker. So definitely need a Wolf on the team.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Some of these people might you might know that are bumping through here. Then Taylor, whatever. All these people coming through. Yep. Hey, you want to get into this or that?
Yeah,
You know who that is?
Yeah, that's my sister, my girl.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got
okay.
you.
Okay. Okay.
Older or younger sister?
They're my older sister. I'm the youngest.
Oh, you the younger?
How many?
Yeah.
How many siblings you got?
I got three siblings.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
I about fell out of the golf cart the other day because my buddy, I'm the president of the OU Club of Tulsa, Jalen, and my vice president, we were around the golf cart because we had our annual golf tournament. And he was saying, he's like, yeah, I've got 10 brothers and sisters. I about fell out. I was like, 10? My goodness. I can't imagine. Nah. I mean,
it's too much.
That's too much.
I can barely deal with three.
Too many kids. But that's cool. That's cool. JP, you want to let it fly?
Yeah, man. Hey, I don't know if you watched last week's episode or not, Jalen, with Jameson, but we played a game called This or That. So the rules of the game basically are, you know, if you know, you have to choose one, which one are you going with? You can't do the in-between. It's got to be one or the other. And then you got to explain why. Like, you got to defend your position, okay? So we got four questions here for you, bro. And we're going to get the chat in on it, too. Trav will answer. I will answer. But I know everybody's going to want to hear your answers on some of these. So first one. We obviously have to go with the Oklahoma question and the room you're going into, the safety room. And so this may be difficult. I don't know. This may split some of the fan base, to be honest. Billy Bowman or Peyton Bowen? Which one are you rocking with, man?
PB. Gotta go PB. Gotta see.
Is that just because you have maybe a better relationship with him? Not gonna play with him, but you know that you're gonna be obviously kind of close to around him after he'll be just fresh out, or
What's the reason they meant?
Yeah, that's my guy. Like, he's really like, he taught me a lot of things. Like, when I was on a visit there, I got to ride with him around and stuff. Like, he taught me a lot of things. So that's my guy.
Yeah. Trav? You're muted, bro.
That's how you know it's a live show. We gotta talk while we're muted at least once to prove it to the people. This isn't scripted. This is off the dome. Yeah. You know. So, man, it's tough because, like, Billy's career at Oklahoma is done, right? I mean, it's like it's already wrapped up, got a bow on it. Peyton, he's going to have a huge year. I was just looking at my Phil Steele preview magazine that you know I'm in, of course, as we mentioned. And it's got Peyton Bowen as the top draftable safety. And I was like, oh, okay, let's go. Like, I remember talking with Dowell Loggins, when he was the OC at Arkansas or tight ends coach at Arkansas. And that was when Peyton was being recruited. And he was like, that dude's Jamal Adams. Like, he just makes plays. That's all he does. Like, he's going to play as a freshman. Like, he's just that dude. And Billy had the 3 pick-sixes in the same season, man. Like, yeah. Billy, you know, slammed the door on BYU, right? Like, Billy, you know, came with, you know, Jada Coleman, right? I mean, I saw him at every softball game, you know? So I will take the elder statesman. I will respect the elders and go with Billy Bowman.
Okay, okay.
Hey, P?
Yeah, this is a tough one here. I think both in their own rights have crafted out just great careers at Oklahoma. And obviously Peyton has a season left to write his story. But I will go with Billy Bowman just because I think when you look at kind of where OU was, even defensively when he first got there to where they are now, I think he was instrumental in that on the back end. You know, he obviously taught Peyton a lot, right? Peyton was his protege, heir apparent, you know, as he would say, even himself. And Billy was having a heck of a year for the Falcons, you know, which we've established, you know, theoretically should be Jalen's team, but he chose to go with the Chiefs. So regardless, I'm sure he's watched a little bit of Billy on the Falcons, and Billy's having a great year, unfortunately, until the Achilles injury. We hope he gets back and is able to do well. But, you know, it's hard to choose between both of them because they're both such great guys. And, you know, both I think are going to do great things for an NFL team continuing someday. But I'm going to choose Billy Bowman. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, and I got to take it back because Billy got his first career interception against my Vikings. So, I'm out. We're going Peyton Bowen. I'm flipping the script.
There we go.
Actions have consequences, Billy. Actions have consequences. I don't know what to tell you. Actions have
consequences. That's funny. Okay. Next one. It's a hotly debated topic. Again, some people, depending on how you answer this, they may look at you differently, man. I don't know. Apple or Android?
Gotta go Apple. Gotta go Apple. Gotta.
Yeah, I mean, it's Apple. I mean, there's nothing worse. Like, look, if John Davidson, my father, is watching this, he will sit here and call us all part of a cult because everything has got to be Apple. I've got to have the MacBook right in front of me. I got to have the AirPods. I got to have the Apple Watch. I got to have the iPhone. I got to have the iPencil in the eye, everything. You throw an eye on the front of it, we got to buy it, right? But, man, nobody screws up a group chat like somebody with an Android, man. Like, we're trying to text the family, and it's like, what are we doing? Like, I, you know, we'll end up with 9 different groups, and I'm like, how did we even get this? So, anyways, Dad, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but I'm sticking with the cult. We're going Apple.
Apple sucks.
Yeah, man. So some people are crazy. It's obviously Apple, and it's not because it's like, oh, you know, you just following what everybody else in the world does. No, man, like it's clearly the better tech. I ain't saying that Samsung ain't got nothing going for it, but you can't get things done. But it's clearly head and shoulders above the competition. And yes, nobody likes to be in a group text with a green text bubble. We just don't.
Nobody,
It's just, you know, it's tacky. Let's just be honest about it. So, you know, somebody people said only if you're broke. I didn't say that. That's not what I said. I'm just repeating the words that are in front of we're me just going on through the screen. That's what I'm doing.
We're just going through the comments. We just, you know, we're just, they say what they want.
That's it, exactly. So, you know, I think it just, yeah, it's the better one. It's the better one for sure. Okay. We're big foodies here, man, on the JP and Trav show. Travis used to be a restaurant owner. He owned three restaurants when we first met almost 6 years ago. And so, you know, we love to talk about food on this show. And I know as an athlete, you probably love to eat food. So let's get into these last two, which are food related. Classic breakfast one, pancakes or waffles?
I definitely got to go pancakes on this one. I got to.
Okay. Why would you go pancakes, bro? What you thinking?
I'm just a pancake type of guy. Like, I don't know. It's just a traditional thing. Like just stacking them on top of each other. Like, it's just, you got to go with that.
Okay. Yeah. I agree. Like, I feel like waffle people, like, they need the, like, I don't know if they're OCD or something, but they need their food organized. Yeah. The little squares and grids and, oh, I've now eaten 4% of my breakfast because I counted the four squares. I counted, it was a 10 by 10 waffle. And I, you know, it's like, bro, like, no, I just want to eat my food. The better bite, like the better singular bite is pancake. All day, every day, it's just better. I'm comfortable eating my food without being told what line goes where and if I got to turn it a certain way. I'm good. You just give me a fork and a knife, some butter, some syrup, and more butter than syrup, just light syrup. I'm not one of these people that needs to get diabetes before noon. So I'm a pancake guy for sure.
Yeah, I agree, man. Waffle, it's close for me. I like waffles. I really do. The classic chicken waffles, you know, you can't go wrong with that. But I agree that most places, it's hard for people to mess pancakes up. Like when you go to, you know, obviously making them at home, but when you go out to eat, you know, doing, you know, your typical brunch thing that a lot of people do around the country, you go to most places, you get good pancakes. You know, you're not gonna get, you know, bad pancakes. Waffles, on the other hand, I've had some terrible waffles.
Well, and now, like, everybody's done protein everything. It's like you go into Costco and it's like, first of all, you got protein everything. Yeah. I saw a sticker on a packet of chicken breast that high in protein. I was like, it is protein.
It is protein. Yeah.
It is protein. Like, but everybody's on this big protein kick. But it was like protein waffles next to protein pancakes. And I've about had enough. Like, I'm all about, you know, eating well and getting my protein in. But I'll go cook. Like I said, I had some fantastic lamb loin chops tonight that were fantastic. Did the trick on the protein. If I'm having a pancake, I'm having a pancake. And I'm not doing it for health reasons.
Yeah, you lathering it in syrup, butter. Some people like peanut butter on their pancakes. You know what I mean? You know, you can just put a lot of things on them, and it's hard to mess them up. Like I said, it's the more consistent of the two, I would say. And yeah, for those of you guys that like French toast, you know, we're talking about the regular Americans' experience. Okay, now everybody can be bougie and eat French toast all the time. Yeah. Okay. Pancakes or waffles? Simple. All right. Jalen, we've come to one of the most important parts of this or that. I still hear you. I can't see you, though. We got a black screen.
He had to take his TikTok or Instagram or something, you know, when they go off the screen. That means they got distracted by another app.
Yeah.
Here's one of the most important parts of this or that we've ever had on JP and Trash Show. It's almost some people can't look at you differently if you have a specific answer in this one. So, flats or drums? We're talking about chicken wings here, by the way. Chicken wings, flats or drums, bro? What are we doing?
We got to go flats.
Thank goodness.
That's the right answer, man.
You definitely got to go flats.
That's the right answer. It's been a while since we had somebody screw this one up. So
it has. So why would you choose flat
in the South? They're gonna keep getting it right.
I feel like it's just, you know what I'm saying, it's just easy to break apart, just easy to just enjoy your meal. Like it's not with all the extra stuff. You just enjoy your meal.
Right. It's better meat. It's easy to remove the bone.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know what? I feel like drums people are probably waffle people because they need some type of organization. Like they need their chicken wings to have a handle on them at the end that they can dip because they don't want to get in there and pop the bone out. Like, and the problem is if you're a sauce guy, if you're dipping it in ranch, blue cheese or whatever extra wing sauce you're doing, you can't dip a drum because you're just dipping the top. You're dipping the top, and now you're just getting all like the toughest meat that's on the wing. It's just none of it's good. None of it's good. So I'm glad you passed the buffalo wing test, Jalen. What do you typically go with when you get wings? Have you been to this? Well, I had it written down. Wingsville in Chickasaw, Alabama.
No, I haven't had that one yet.
Jameson had me write it down. So
he did.
Head up Wingsville.
You got to ask Jameson to take you there, apparently.
Yeah, he got to. But I usually go with honey barbecue or barbecue wings.
Okay.
Okay, a little bit of that sweetness. Okay.
Honey barbecue. Yeah. I like that. Well, Trav, do you want to do a little bit of Q&A?
We got a couple more this or that's into there. While my dog is absolutely freaking out, I don't know what's getting delivered right now, but dog's for weeping
out. Oh, I see. So, I see. Yeah, I missed a few.
Okay, two more.
Couple more here, brother. Okay.
Yes.
Crunchy or creamy peanut butter?
I'll go with creamy. I ain't gonna lie. Well, I'll eat my PB&J, I just want to eat it, bro. Like the crunchiness is gonna throw me off. Not gonna lie. I just can't have it. I gotta go regular.
Yeah, I mean, with me, I gotta have a little bit of the texture, right? Like even when I'm eating like burgers and stuff, like everything can't be the exact same texture. And that's what I feel like when I'm eating creamy peanut butter on a PB&J, right? It's like everything's soft. Everything's liquid. Like it's like the bread's soft. I don't know if you're toasting it. I doubt it. I don't know what kind of lunatic toast their PB&Js. Might be a move actually. Now that I say it out loud, but like I gotta have crunch. I gotta have some type of texture to it. So I'm going crunchy peanut butter. JP.
Yeah, I used to be a creamy peanut butter guy when I was in high school. You know, so I don't fault you, Jalen. I really don't. But I think just as I got older,
he said, you need to grow up. That's what he just said.
No. Sometimes your taste buds change. Yours may not. Mine just did in different ways, you know, and you know, textures become different. And I used to hate the texture of like crunchy peanut butter. And then it just changed one day and I liked it better. You know, having some of the actual peanuts in there. You know, nice little crunch to it. It's a nice, refreshing kind of palate cleanser, you know, in a way. So I would choose crunchy peanut butter because of that, man. I just would. Mm-hmm.
That's valid. That's valid.
Yeah.
Tell you to grow up.
Hey, don't put words in my mouth.
That's crazy.
Don't put words in my mouth. We got the same name. We got the same name. I ain't say nothing crazy to him. Come on. All right. You are from Alabama, not far from the Gulf. You know, Gulf Shores, right? Jameson was talking to us about that. But not everybody, just because, you know, you're close to a beach doesn't mean everybody likes one. So are you a beach guy or are you a pool guy? Like, which one would you prefer?
I think I definitely prefer the pool. Not gonna lie. The sand and stuff. It's kind of iffy, but like sometimes I wouldn't want all the sand in my clothes and stuff. And then like only when you in like the beach, like you can only go so far. Like a pool, I mean, you can just, you know, go wherever you want to go. So I feel like I ought to stay with the pool.
Yeah, he got to ride. As far as I'm concerned, so I'm getting married August 1st. We're going on our honeymoon down to Cancun, and I'm like, look, I know we're in Cancun, but I want to be in a pool while I look at the ocean. I'm not trying to be on the beach. I want to be able to see the beach. That's fine.
Yeah.
But in the pool, looking at the ocean, and you hit the nail on the head. It comes down to the sand. If you just go and put one toe on the beach, all of a sudden you get back, you get home, you fly home, you're unpacking your luggage and it's full of sand. Like it gets everywhere. It piles up. It's uncomfortable. Yeah. And to Jalen's point, you got to always pay attention to where you're at in the ocean. I mean, look up and be like, oh man, that coast doesn't look familiar. Yeah. So yeah, I'm a pool guy. What say you, Posey?
I'm a pool guy too. My wife's gonna hate me for saying that because she's all about the beach. But I agree with you, my brother Jalen over here. I just can't do the sand all the time. I'm not really with that. You know what I mean? So I'll go to be with my family, be with my wife because she loves it. But I would much rather prefer the pool. Like you said, you can get comfortable in your own right and get in whenever you want to, be able to lounge without, you know, having all the sand in your hair. Especially, I mean, you know, our hair texture. You get sand up here, bro. You know, it's a mess. I'd be wearing my do-rag to the beach. I'm like, I ain't trying to deal with all that when I get home. So but yeah, that's my answer, man. I'm a pool guy. Hey, you can't take cop outs. You know this. You've been in here for years. It has to be one or the other. We didn't say hot tub. We said pool.
He eats drum. What do you expect, man? I mean,
that's true. That is true. Okay. Hey, let's do. We'll open it up for about 5 or so minutes of Q&A to let the chat, you know, get to ask their personal questions to you. I'm gonna do this for our guy Kirby, you know, because he's one of our biggest supporters. He's been clamoring for us to ask you this question. So who is the greatest of all time? Michael Jordan or LeBron James?
See, you know, I've actually had a 30-minute argument with at least 7 coaches on staff about this. Like on my OB, like they were like literally ganging up on him. So therefore, to say I have to go LeBron.
Trav,
it's just like every day you hear about like, man, the youth, they're cooked, right? Like growing up in this society. Like we're growing up in a society where grown men think that LeBron James is the greatest of all time. Like I don't know where we fell off. I think it's the social media rot. I think TikTok.
There we go.
I don't know what happened, but
yeah, that's who wanted us to ask you the question. So he's ecstatic.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Because listen, I believe that Michael Jordan is the GOAT. I was the athletic director for 7 years, Jalen. So I am well versed in this with the young people, you know, who really love LeBron and, you know, have their opinions on why he's the GOAT. I understand it. I'm not saying I agree. I can understand. But I do think I give the edge to Michael Jordan, bro. You know, I just think 6 rings, man, is 6 rings. I know LeBron's had longevity, and that's great. But also, I just want to announce to the world that's watching. I know, you know, America is playing right now in the World Cup. We did just score on a free kick to go up 2-0, even though we're only down to 10 players, because Belogin, he got kicked out, unfortunately. But we are up 2-0, 10 minutes left to go. So that's big right there. That's big.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, I know there's some people. There's still 1,000 people that we can see across all platforms checking us out. Make sure and like and subscribe. Like and subscribe, folks. We're on the road to 40,000. I think we're at 36.6 right now. Make sure and like this video. I don't want to see 1,000 eyeballs and then go back and find like 6 likes. Like, you know, I know he said LeBron's the GOAT. So I'm past that. See all the other redeeming qualities he has, like pool over beach and flats over drums and this thing. Think of all those things, all of our fond memories we have. Apple over Android. Again, we've got a lot of fond memories with this young man. So, you know, he's mostly good. So, JP, you got anything for the people?
No, man. We really appreciate you guys always supporting us, supporting OU Insider. I want to give Jalen, honestly, the opportunity, man. Just tell people where they can follow you. Schooners on X, we have a great, platform. We have a lot of people, that love to show love to recruit. So go ahead and shout out your social medias, bro, so that we can get everybody in here to follow you.
It's 5 million with the number 5 million with 2 underscores.
All right. Cool. Very good. I like it. Well, anything for the people, Mr. Scott, before we go?
I just want to say glad to be home. Thank you for the OU Insider for having me. Thank you, you guys, for watching. And, Boomer.
Sooner. That's right. I couldn't have said it any better myself. We'll see you guys later. Thanks again.